Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. According to the Alzheimer's Association, an adult is diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease in the United States every minute. In addition, they also say that by 2025, the number of people with Alzheimer's is expected to grow in every state by at least 13%, and in our state of South Carolina by 35%. Our next guest's mother became one of these statistics, which motivated him to found a first-of-its-kind memory care day center in the Lowcountry. David Avertick is founder of Alice's Clubhouse, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. David, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. It's great to speak with you.
Give us the background on this.
Well, my mother was diagnosed with Alzheimer's about 4 or 5 years ago, and she was fairly high-functioning. And as the disease progressed, we actually discovered a gap in the healthcare system, which is if you are caring for someone with Alzheimer's or dementia, you really have just a few choices on what you can do. You can either take care of them yourself, which is very demanding on the caregivers. You can have someone come into your home and help you, which can be very expensive very quickly. Or, at the time, the third choice was to have them go to a residential facility, which was 24/7 care, which was really expensive. And my mother, who is very healthy otherwise, you know, certainly wanted to stay home. And we started looking at these options and said, none of these really suit us. And there needs to be somewhere where people who are affected by Alzheimer's can go and be well taken care of and stimulated and not only have them treated well, but give the caregivers the needed break. So out of that, we created Alice's Clubhouse, named after my mother, where we operate 5 days a week from 8:30 to 4:30 that not only provides that stimulation and socialization and physical activity and things that are really wonderful that can help people maintain or even improve, but at the same time, it provided this unbelievable break for my father, who was my mother's caregiver, and he became healthier and happier. We've seen that repeat a number of times now as our membership has grown. We're delighted to have done it, you know, me personally, from a very personal motivation, but just generally because, as you said at the beginning, the population of people who have Alzheimer's is only growing, and this need is going to be, unfortunately, that much more in demand.
Were you able to find elsewhere in the country anything like this?
Well, we're actually the first of its kind in South Carolina. We are a medical model day center, which means that we have a nurse on staff, a number of nurses, working with doctors, giving medicine, blood pressure, weight, all this sort of monitoring that you wouldn't have just at a normal daycare. But at the same time, we partner with physical and occupational and speech therapists. We have dental cleaning with people coming in to do that, podiatry, optometry, audiology, all these things that a caregiver would have to take their loved one to. So while we are the first of its kind in South Carolina, there are a number of others in the country, but very few, but it is a growing thing.
And what have been your challenges in setting up this operation?
Well, just setting it up has been a challenge. You know, people say, well, why are you the only one? This is such a needed thing. The first answer is because it's really hard to do. DHEC, which is the state agency that oversees us, was very demanding. The other thing is I think people actually haven't thought of it. We were fortunate enough to meet Diane Sancho, who is our executive director, who had run one of the facilities in another state up in Connecticut. And so she had the expertise and experience to be able to help guide what is needed to do it. We've had to, you know, overcome hurdles, everything from meeting what DHEC expects of us, and at the same time, just letting people know we exist is obviously a challenge any new business faces.
From the moment of your idea to do this and then the actions you started to take to put it into place, how long did it all take?
Far longer than we had hoped. It took probably from the decision that we were going to move forward to being able to open our doors was a good year and a half. It does take a while. You know, we are, you know, highly regulated, as we should be. And so doing everything to meet those regulations and get the word out did definitely take more time than we expected.
Well, David, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Well, I appreciate it, Mike. It's great speaking with you.
David Avertick is founder of Alice's Clubhouse. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. And we will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also connect with us and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.